With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Completely excited, and it's an honor to be a Grand Marshal and an ambassador for the All-Star Game this year here in Cleveland. Since the last time we had it was in 97, it was a fantastic experience, and now that we're going to have it again, I'm looking forward to this opportunity to be a part of it.
So when you got word, first of all, that we were going to be able to host it right here in a place that was so special for you, and you made all those great memories back in 97, did the feeling start coming back, all the memories?
You know, those memories were never forgotten because, you know, people bring it up to you, and also they show highlights on the jumbo screen. So these, I've been coaching here, this is my 10th year, I believe. So, like, those memories have been there. But now that the All-Star Game kind of, like, was picked, you know, chosen to be here again, yeah, obviously, there's more highlights out there.
How special is it for you that you've been involved with this organization, this great organization, for so long? You guys are, again, going to be in the thick of it throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And here you are as an ambassador, and you're going to be so involved right here with this All-Star Game.
It's very special. I say that when I left Cleveland, I went to like four or five different organizations, and you know, it was never the same. I never saw a postseason after I left here, so I came back and as a coach, I see postseason again. So all my postseason experiences has been here with the Cleveland Indians, and also the All-Star Games too.
When you were a player, who was your favorite teammate?
My favorite teammate. Well, there are many guys. You got Gene Tomey, who was my roommate. You know, I grew up with my brother. I can't really choose him because we are tied. But him and Kenny Lofton, Carlos Baerga, I had three guys that I really enjoy hanging around with.
Did Jim snore?
No, actually, no. We had a chance to stay together in spring training when he was younger. I kind of brought him out to stay with me. That way, he could, you know, save some money. You know, now he has an abundant amount. So, like, he should be taking care of me now. But, no, he didn't. He was a great, great roommate. It was a great experience to have Gene Tomey. Now that you see him, he's in the Hall of Fame. We still talk a lot.
You know, we did something fun on the show today. Maybe it wouldn't have been as fun for you guys if you were listening, about who the most overrated Cleveland athletes were over the years that we maybe loved so much, mm-hmm. and kept them near and dear to our hearts. Mm-hmm. How about the opposite side of that? Of all your teammates here in Cleveland, who was the most underrated, do you think, by either the fans or the media?
Oof. Most of the players that we had, like everybody, because we play here, we just didn't play 1 year or two and left. We play here an abundant amount of time. I feel like everybody got their love, but most underrated. You guys think Manny Ramirez was underrated?
Well, I'll tell you what came up. Would you believe that somebody called our show and said Jim Tomey was overrated? A Hall of Famer, Jim Tomey.
Overrated? No, that's not. Well, wait a minute. I mean, I want to be overrated for 600 homers, like. But Jimmy was great. He was a fantastic player, clutch guy. I mean, it's a slugger, man. For heaven's sake, he's probably one of the best players to come through this franchise, and that's one of the reasons he has a statue outside.
Football, baseball, basketball, hockey. Is baseball the last great All-Star game?
I don't really pay attention to the hockey and the NFL, so I mean, in that regard, the All-Star game. I watch some games, but the festivities and the home run derby is much exciting in baseball than any other sport, any event they have.
How is it with Carlos going into the home run derby?
Oh, I'm excited for Carlos. You know, still got to vote for him. You know,
yes.
For
the,
being
yes.
The game. So like, Carlos is coming back here. It was awesome. I mean, getting traded back to Cleveland, and then he has probably the best year he's having in the first half, because Carlos never been a first half player. He normally is a second half player, but yeah, I guess the All-Star game got him motivated. But I mean, we want to play to win here, not just for the All-Star game, but I looking forward to see Santana in the home run derby.
Do you think Frankie has a bit of a chip on his shoulder the way that the voting might have went, knowing that he definitely, when people talk about the Indians, is considered a star, and he's a star all throughout baseball? People have seen what he's done in the postseason, and yet he wasn't one of the three that was able to advance as a starter.
I don't think so. I think Frankie, you know, Frankie, you know, he goes about his business and he respects everybody's opinion. And I think he'll, like, probably get picked by the league or whoever picks the rest of the coaches. You know, Frankie missed 3 weeks. So in a short amount of time, he put some pretty good numbers. And he's a very exciting player. He's one of those players that people want to see. Especially here in Cleveland, I want to see him play in this All-Star game because he's kind of like representing leadership for this organization.
Let's talk about this year's team right now and what they're doing in the month of June. They're one of the hottest teams in baseball in this month, best in the American League. Did you guys know you had it in you? I know there was some tension, there were some moments, and Tito had to speak with the team. Did you know these guys were capable of it?
Yes. We have many changes. This offseason we had like 21 new faces in spring training. I believe that it takes time to, you know, get in the same chemistry and acclimate himself. And some of the younger guys trust and believe that they don't have to feel anybody else's shoes. You just got to go out there and just perform to the level. So now we have better approaches in hitting, hitting the ball the other way, doing the fundamental part of the game, and it's paying out much better.
I mean, we even saw, you know, times tempers are going to flare through 162, and you were kind of in the middle of it with Frankie and his teammate Leonis at the time. Did you know that was something that, all right, maybe I have to come in and intervene?
Yeah, I usually want to create a bigger scene that what happened. It started with like a normal conversation. It got escalated, but it's no big deal. It's part of baseball. It happens everywhere. It just happened to happen when the camera was looking, but nothing big came out of that.
Who do you consider the leaders on the team this year?
I believe Frankie is a leader. You know, you got Santana. I know Jose is not performing. Let me tell you something. Leadership is not about just performance. It's about how you behave yourself and how you play the game. You play the game the right way. And if you expect everybody to do the same, you know, you expect everybody to do the same. So when you sometimes leadership falls in your lap. You're just not looking for it. That's the best way to have leadership. But underperforming sometimes just cannot get you not to be that guy. But I think that Frankie is the leader of the team right now.
There were a lot of people wondering, you know, someone who played your position last year, Yan Gomes, and was a fan favorite. He leaves. People were wondering if somebody could fill that void. It certainly seems like Roberto Perez has done that.
Well, Roberto Perez, being an organizational guy, and he has done some good things in the minor leagues. Defensively, he's a stud. In pitch framing, catch and throw, and receiving. You know, this is the first time he has an opportunity to get many at-bats. So far, he's just like staying with his approach, middle to right center, and he's paying off. I do like Yan Gomes. I mean, trust me, he's one of my favorite players because he worked very hard. But I think Roberto has done a fantastic job replacing Yan.
All right. Thank you very much, and have fun. It's going to be a great seeing you once again, and you're going to get a lot of TV time come All-Star Week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.